don't know how to start. I don't know how to start this meeting, but I just want to start on a joyful note. Daddy, God bless you. Thank you. It's good for you to be here. You know, when God wants to do important things, most of the times, he doesn't make a big announcement. You know, the person we came here to celebrate, his life and legacy, Pa Elton. If you've read a little bit about him, one of the things he used to say is that the kingdom does not come with noise. Yeah, if you invite him for a meeting and they want to do banner and this thing, he will tell you, don't do a meeting. If he's God, he will bring the people that will come. But God will leave patterns and footprints. You know, one of the most important events in human history, the birth of our Lord Jesus the Christ. I don't think there's any Nigeria that you've labored for. You were 40 when it was spoken. You are now 80. If it tarries, prepare for another 40 years. So I want to appreciate my brother. I don't know how to thank you. If I have emotions, I will do all of them this morning. You know, thank you for who you are. And I do not say that lightly. Your spirit. Thank you for the heart you have for the things of the kingdom. You know, thank you also for your sacrifice. You're a man of sacrifice. And we see it. Now, if we wanted to have this meeting in a big place, like a hotel or Abba Father was prepared to fund it. But he ordained that we should come here. Because this place, they say I should increase my voice. I've told you the kingdom does not come with noise. Why are you stressing me now? Allow me to flow into it. The volume will rise. I'm just coming. Just allow me. You know, So I like that about you, a person of sacrifice, a person that we know what you stand for. Your words are not different from your action. That's what makes a man. When you say something and you match it with action. So I appreciate you. I appreciate your wife, your family, your generations, your children, spiritual and physical. You know, you are blessed. Even to witness this day and to host this meeting. You know, you're already blessed. I don't know the kind of thing to give somebody like you. But I'll bring something as a token to show that we honor you. And then I'll pray that token will open doors so that the things you really need, our Father will begin to bring it. So I appreciate my brethren that have come from the Western Gate, Dr. Bolaji Akinyemi. You know, Dr. Bolaji Akinyemi is one of those people that have the heart and the code. You know, there are people, let's say, Akowashiwa, but he's able to contain it, you know, and deploy it for the use of the kingdom. So I welcome you. I welcome Brother Benjamin. Brother Benjamin came here with Brother Judah specifically to represent Daddy John Adejoroluwa, who has been part of this. Daddy John and Daddy Isfield, if they were here, maybe they will be matching themselves, gray hair for gray hair. So I welcome all the mothers and all the people that have come. You know, it's a landmark event. It's an important meeting. So let me just start in story form. You know, in 1986, it has been said over and over again, this man who is like, or who is the authentic apostolic father over Nigeria. You know, because God raises fathers for nations. He gave a prophecy that Nigeria will go through two things in her national life. When he said the first season will be a season of corruption. And at the time he was saying this, Nigeria was doing relatively well. So those people could look at him and say, what is he saying? Our economy is intact. The naira was like at par with the dollar, or even better. Yeah, better. Many nations, you didn't actually need visa to go. Just bring your green, white, green passport and they will give you safe passage. And he said, that first season will come, that our name will sting to high heavens. And everywhere Nigeria is mentioned, people will just spit. You know, but he said that after that season, that a new season will come when Nigeria will actually blossom. And he said Nigeria will be associated with righteousness such that the nations of the world would like to hold a Nigerian by the skirt and say, we want to follow you to your land to learn the ways of righteousness. If you look at what Nigeria is today, it sounds very far-fetched. Now, one of the reasons we came to Enugu to hold this meeting is that the Lord began to remind me that Enugu was one of the first places that Pa Elton gave this prophecy. Now, he gave this prophecy in 1986 at the Government Technical College, GTC, Enugu. So, Apostle, if it's possible for us to pass that way, now that we are here, it might be very profitable because it's a landmark, it's an altar. You know, and then he repeated that prophecy also at a co-hotel and suites, Lagos, when the Full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship were having their international convention. And it was that one spoken in that large platform that really noised it everywhere. Now, there are patterns for spiritual things. When God gives a true prophecy by a genuine son of God, if that son of God has passed on before the fulfillment of that prophecy, Abba Father will raise another person and bring him into the same vision and then show him the end of that prophecy. Because Abba Father does not dwell in the realm of time. He dwells in the eternal dimension. So when he speaks a word, is spoken from a frame word outside time. And he knows when he's speaking that it's possible that generation will not see that prophecy. The pattern we see in the Bible, you know, Jeremiah gave a prophecy about the captivity of the nation of Israel, that they will spend 70 years in captivity. When that 70 years was complete, God raised another person, Daniel. And Daniel began to study the prophetic scriptures. And Abba Father wrote instructions in his heart that the cycle of that prophecy has been completed. And that it was now time for the people to return to the land. That is the pattern of God. There are other instances in the scripture, but I'm not going to go into that. So when Pilate gave this prophecy, he did his own because Abba Father people served him in their generations. David served God in his generation. There's also a service of God for this generation. And God will give us the right tools. And the tool he may give us for this generation will be what we need. It might be different from the tools he gave to other generations. And if you insist that you will now use only the old tool in the present generation, which is what religion does, you will not have the adequate clothing to overcome the challenges of your present generation. I'm choosing my words carefully this afternoon because this is not an ordinary meeting. You are going to see God the way he has never operated in Africa. Mark it. He says he will come in ways he has not come before. That we should take this meeting seriously, that we should honor him, and that we should do everything he has asked us to do in order. That's why in this meeting we are particular about order. No, the Father has some secret things. There are things God wants to do in secret, quietly, and then that thing will blow up and take over everywhere. So this meeting should not be broadcast via Zoom or YouTube or anything, but we are recording. We are recording both audio and video. And you have been asked to give your name at the gate and your WhatsApp number. The reason is that so that we can use that medium to share what Abba Father will do here among ourselves, so we can keep it as a memorial. So make sure your name is on that list. It will be sent to you privately. And they will give you liberty if you discern that somebody is for him. The Lord will write instructions in your heart. You'll pass to him. So young people, please ensure that you do that. So in 2023, a brother of mine, a son of mine, was having a meeting like this. A small meeting. And then he invited me to come. And because at that time, our relationship was a bit shaky, I didn't want to go for that meeting. But you know one thing about relationships, sometimes you can't really say no. And when he kept disturbing me, I said, okay, I will go. I just said, he's a friend, he's a son, let me go and just speak for him. Is it not what we do today? Let me go and speak for him at that conference. So I said I will go and speak for him. And if there is honorarium, I will collect it and go. So that was my attitude to that meeting. But then the Father came to me and said that it's not the brother who was inviting me, that it was the Father himself. And that even though I was looking at it as a small meeting, that is important for him. And that I should prepare myself and go for that meeting and say what he will have me say. So I started preparing by waiting, by seeking, you know, doing what we usually do when we are preparing for such meetings. And then the day of the meeting came, we got to the place where they kept us and I was staying there. And incidentally, in that meeting, another daughter that I relate with was going to minister in worship and songs. And I told her, before you do anything on that platform, raise an altar. So we raised the altar together. When she got there, she called me. We raised the altar together. And we got there. You know, and what the father asked me to share was like, it came in teaching format. Like to talk about the significance of Israel in the end time event. So I came for that meeting and I was speaking from my outline, what the father gave, and I was speaking. And I was speaking in the midst of conflict. This is a praying house. You will understand it when you are speaking and you are struggling. It's like there are fights. All kind of engagements and arrows and all that. And when we go for meetings like that, there are people in the background who are praying with us. So their prayers helped me to continue and continue until he reached a time in that meeting where the Holy Spirit, or more appropriately, the angel of the Lord, walked in a visible presence. The Holy Spirit and the angel of the Lord are speaking of the same thing. But then, when you are talking about the angel of the Lord, you are talking about the Holy Spirit in his office as the one who is the guardian of the earth. Because the earth has a guardian. And that guardian is not man. That guardian is God himself. There are times when God is his own angel. I will send my spirit before you. His presence will go with you. If you read it in the book of Exodus, he said, my angel will go with you. Don't annoy him, because if you annoy him, he will not pardon your iniquity, because my name is on him. So that is the angel of the Lord appearing in angelic form as the guardian of the place. And he walked into that room. And I knew it was him because the previous day in 2022, he had walked into a small place where we pray in altar. And immediately I saw him walking in. I knew that my assignment for that meeting was done. My assignment was to operate in such a manner that he will come and speak for himself. And he actually came. And then I handed him the microphone. And for about 38 minutes, he said what he wanted to say outside my outline. And as he began to speak, some of the patriarchs began to walk in. You know, the Bible talks about spirit of just men made perfect. Death is not the end of life. You know, many of us want to defy everything until we die. If you defy everything until you die, it's already late. If you read Hebrews chapter 12 from verse 24, it talks about the spirit of just men made perfect. Saints who have gone ahead, but they still operate in spirit form. And they still come to the earth to do transactions. And as those patriarchs were coming, I was identifying them by name, because at that time, I lost control of. I wasn't the one running the show again. This thing is in YouTube, and we are going to share the link on this place that you will send your information. Secondly, everything that was said in that speaking has also been transcribed so that you can read it. So these patriarchs began to come in. Abraham came. I was calling them. The mothers also began to come in. Hannah came. Mary Magdalene came. Mary, the mother of Christ, came. And I was calling them. Because what I'm going to say is important that the women especially pay attention. There are things we cannot do today except we honor the mothers and give them their place. The way religion placed women as second, even the way Mary Magdalene was called a harlot in the Bible, there are things we should interrogate. That person was the closest person to Yeshua the Christ. And there were dimensions of Christ he saw that other people never saw. Why was it that she was the first who met the Lord in his resurrection? Do you think that such an important event, it was just by accident? So they began to come. And immediately Pa Elton came in, I had the understanding that the prophecy he gave in 1986 will take a 40-year cycle to complete. And it was in that speaking. It was from 2023. I said, we have to wait another 3 years. So this is 2026, the completion of the 40th year cycle. So when 2026 was approaching, I knew we needed to do something to commemorate the anniversary. But I didn't want to do just anything. I wanted our Father to give us what to do and the prophetic pattern to fulfill. And we shared it on our small platform and said, this anniversary of Pa Elton, what are we going to do? And we began to pray and ask the Father to direct us. Then something happened. A brother around that same time, I think it was towards the end of either 2025. A brother is from Elisha. But he has an apostolic platform. Because you know that Pa Elton lived and worked and ministered in Elisha. And he invited us to come for a meeting in Elisha. And it was clear in my heart that I should go. And then I said, we will use that opportunity to pass through Pa Elton's altar and just minister. So when we now went to Elisha, the road was very bad. The journey we used to do for 2 hours, we spent more than 5 hours. Apostle, I think you were also invited for that meeting. It was good you didn't come. So we got there quite all right, had our meeting and did everything, but the road was very bad. So I was now saying to the Lord, because our heart was that we should go to Elisha to commemorate it in his honor. I was telling the Lord, if it is your will, we will go even if the road is bad. Even if it means just taking a few people to go and honor him. And then was in that place when the Father came and said we should go to the Eastern Gate and that we should come to either Asaba or Enugu. So my preference again was Asaba. I wanted to go to Asaba because of other things the Father has been saying about the Niger Delta. So I said, let's go to Asaba. But then we decided to pray and ask the Father, make the choice for us. Then he came one morning and clear instructions. that we should come to Enugu. And it was clear that it was a kingdom meeting, that we should pass and seek the partnership of other ministers, you know, that are based in the land. And we began to prepare, prophetic action, how we normally do it. We said we will come to Enugu, do the prophetic actions, and we began to pray. And in the midst of prayer, the Father came one morning by dream and gave instructions what to do. And I woke up that morning and I wrote it in my journal. And I think I spoke with Apostle. I said, our Father is saying we should come to Enugu to have this meeting. Please pray and seek about it, whether it flies with you. I spoke with other brethren because I knew we have to come together. It's not just one man. And then we had the partnership that we could do the meeting in Enugu. And we were preparing for the meeting in Enugu, doing everything, trying to raise money to come. Because when the Lord says move, we don't move like one or two, three. Sometimes it could be many people, and flight tickets and all that are costly. So we are preparing. But then something happened, 2026, this year. There's a meeting that our Father in the faith, that John Adejoroluwa, used to host every year in a place called Igbesa in the Western Gate. The meeting lasts for 1 month. No, but this year, the meeting lasted for 2 weeks. But then, in that 2 weeks, we had in that meeting the kind of things that are difficult to utter. Some words that if you hear them, you will begin to question again whether you are a Christian. Some words that you will say, where is this in the Bible? Where is this? But the Bible says the Spirit bears witness with my spirit. It couldn't leave you because something in you identified that this was true. And my posture was that I was just going to go and withdraw for some time and just seek and pray into the word to see if I can own it, to see if I can embody that word. Because it's easy to pray from your head, maybe read something in the paper. But any truth you cannot embody doesn't have life. The words I speak to you are spirits and life. Words have life. If spoken from the eternal dimension. So I said, I wasn't sure again whether I should come. So I was in that place of indecision. You know, the Father is a Father of love. I was in that place of indecision when again the Father came and began to encourage me that we should come to Enugu. And I said to the Father, if I come to Enugu, what should I do? In the light of what we have just heard, I'm still struggling with it. And the Father said, I will guide you. If I come to Enugu, what should I preach? And the Father said, you will preach the gospel of the kingdom. And I said to the Father, but I don't understand the gospel of the kingdom. Even though I've written a book about the gospel of the kingdom, I don't understand it. What is the gospel of the kingdom? What is the gospel of the kingdom that I should preach? And the Father came and began to teach me about the gospel of the kingdom. What I'm about to say, please don't struggle with it intellectually. If you struggle with it intellectually, you will fight. There is a realm of God beyond the intellectual. If you struggle intellectually, you will miss it. I want to read from the ancient scrolls, and I want to read from Matthew chapter 6, verse 23. And I like the young people to pay attention, because the kingdom of God is not in words, but in power. You know, and we are going to speak from a dimension that everything our Father has created, way back. And the Father says, this meeting is for young people, so pay attention. Because he's going to clothe you with some things. He's going to clothe you with some things. This ground is wet. It's been prepared for such a day like this. So please, be fully present. Be here, spirit, soul, and body. And I'm going to speak above the intellect. And then I'm going to speak, and the spirits that back up what we say will go to work. I'm reading from Matthew chapter 6. I'm going to read. It's the word of Jesus the Christ. Let me read from verse 24. No man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Verse 25, therefore I say unto you, take no thought. I want you to note the word, take no thought, no thought. For your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit into his stature? Note the word thought again. And why take ye thought? Thought again. For raiment, consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, thought again, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. The kingdom of God and his righteousness. Mark what Pa Elton says. Nigeria will be known for righteousness. Amen. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the inhabited earth. And then the end will come. His righteousness and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought, thought again. For the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself, thought again. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Brethren, I come to submit to you clearly that living in the kingdom of God is living outside the boundary of time. I will say it again. Living in the kingdom of God is living outside the boundary of time. There is a concept in science that is known as the time-space continuum. Some of you that are academics have heard it. Time-space continuum. And that time-space continuum is the realm of the mind. So time, space, thought, mind are all connected to time. They are different expressions of the same thing. And once you are in that framework, everything you are saying lines up linearly in a straight line. Okay, it is today. I'm going to be wealthy in 2030. Okay, I'm here on the earth. When I die, I will go to heaven in the future. So, time makes us to leave everything in the future. And I'm going to establish it by another scripture. I'm reading again from the book of Luke. Luke chapter 17. Luke chapter 17 from verse 20. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. So the question was related to time. When will the kingdom come? He said, if you begin to observe it and count it in time, you are not going to see it. You will miss it. Neither shall they say, lo, here it is, or there. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you. So if you are looking for the kingdom, step outside the boundary of time. To step outside the boundary of time, you have to rise above the realm of thought. And to rise above the realm of thought, you also rise above space. So time, thought, will leave you here on the earth. That is what the Lord was saying. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 from verse 21, all things are yours. When are all things yours? Not when you die, not in the future, now. There is such a thing as the nowness of God. God does not know time. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow exist within the same space as far as God is concerned. Yesterday, today, tomorrow are before him. God lives in the presence. God lives in an eternal dimension outside the boundary of time. So what does the Pharisean spirit say? It's the Pharisees that ask Jesus that question. And the Pharisees are a religious people. When will the kingdom come? And the Lord said to them, if you are looking for it, lad, well, you are going to miss it. It's inside you. And that means that the kingdom is encapsulated inside us. And the implication is that there is a dimension of God in us that existed with the Father before creation. Because our Father was there before creation. If you understand God in the concept of creation, because creation had a beginning, in the beginning God created, you miss the Father entirely. There was a realm of him that cannot be quantified, where he dwelt in the eternal presence, just there, as a sea, as the source of all things, as the one who doesn't have beginning or end. It is from that dimension he began to flow out of himself before we got to the place where things began to be created. That dimension is a dimension outside the boundary of time and space. In 2025, we were at Igbesa, I think the same meeting in February, I think it was 14th of February. One of the days, this angel of the Lord came, carried me in the spirit, and took me outside the boundary of time and space. And I was observing, and I saw that it's from that dimension that witchcraft can be defeated. Witchcraft, ancient witchcraft, goes outside the space of boundary and time, and they will, spin some things and come out from that realm, and you begin to pursue that thing linearly. And I give you an example. Somebody was coming for an election, and he came from a realm and said, "Emi Woku is my turn." And he charged them, he says, "Snatch it anyhow, just get it." And they got it, and then our people who go to church and do all that began to pray. Rabba Sunda Brahmu Kasike Baku Nda Andu. Me, I also do that. If you come there, we can stand and dig it out. 3 hours, we are still digging it. But that realm is above all that. And the man saw ahead because they also see ahead. 30, 40 years ago, he had understood the working of the Nigerian political system, that if you take the judiciary, take the army, take INEC, the election will be given to you. And he said, worse for worse, go to court. That's what our constitution says. And by the time you go to court, you meet the people he put there 20 years ago. And you do all your motions, call sand, spend money. Is it not law? We argue it grammar for grammar. At the end of the day, case law for case law. Me, I also operate in that dimension. So if you come like that, we can also dig it. The point I'm making is that everything has been arranged from a perspective that time cannot catch up. Because time makes you chase after things linearly in a straight line. But the reality of Abba Father is the nowness of Abba Father, the eternal dimension. God lives in the present, yesterday, today, tomorrow, are the same before him. When you are in that realm, your operation is cyclical. And that is how reality is. It's cyclical. Heaven is not in a straight line. You can step into heaven and step into heaven. You can step out and step in. And this meeting will get to the point when I will lead you outside the boundary of time into the eternal dimension of our Father. And I will say it again because he said I should say to you, that is what he wants to do. To lead you from away from time into the eternal dimension. It's from that realm that ancient witchcraft can be defeated. The mistress of whoredom that saves nations through witchcraft. Nations are arranged at the trading floor, buying and selling. Once you buy it in the spirit, you have won it. I'm happy that this word is here, 2023. The Lord began to give us a strong word concerning the election that it will not be given to Peter Obi, because even though it is his will The leadership that will save Nigeria will come from the East. Number one, Peter Obi was not the person he has ordained. Number two, the Igbo consciousness cannot accommodate that through the electoral process. We are full of division and strife. We are angry. We have not forgiven. We are still bearing the wounds of the war. But our Father says, leave it in my hands. The highest operation of our Father is love. Our Father Yeshua the Christ said, love your enemy, pray for him. And by doing that, that you're heaping a coal of fire in his head. So I said it will not be given to him. Our conscience was not ready for that. Consciousness is not ready. Our consciousness, is it still ready now? Have we forgiven? If you give that David a chance, will he come in vengeance to fight and avenge the wounds of the war? The David must be a father for the whole nation. He must demonstrate the Christ principle, the love principle. Until our consciousness rises. And church consciousness can give us that dimension. It's kingdom consciousness that will give us that dimension. And when they say the kingdom, you leave your denomination and come for the purpose of Christ. And what is the kingdom? A dimension that operates outside the realm of space and time and thought and mind. There is such a thing called the mind of Christ. We have to give up our egoistic mind to pursue the mind of Christ. Because the mind of Christ was there with the Father from the beginning. There's a dimension of Christ that we have not known. We only know Jesus. We do not know Christ. He said, before Abraham, I was. Talking about a dimension, how old was he? How can he know Abraham? He was talking outside the time-space continuum. So time, thought, space, mind, you are in the kingdom. To step out of it, there's a realm that the Holy Spirit can take you into. But you have to have a proper understanding of who Christ is. His disciples fellowshiped with him close to 3 years. One of the days he asked them, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? They began to say, some say you are the prophet, some say you are this. He said, you, who do you say that I am? It's a question that all of us must answer. Which Christ do you know? Is it only the one that came to the earth 2,000 years ago? Or do you know that state of consciousness that was with the Father before creation began? That realm that can only be found inside of you. And that means there is a part of that Christ that our Father planted in you that was there before creation began. Because creation can be established in time, in the beginning. But that dimension is above time. So we have to look for it in the inwards. The highest revelation in the Bible, Christ in you, the reality of glory. It is the people who find that inward Christ who can birth the kingdom. So this meeting is about that inward Christ. Now, it was another scripture, Matthew chapter 11. Matthew 11 from verse 10 to 12. The kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. The force there is to step outside the dimension of time and settle it in the eternal dimension. Matthew chapter 7 from verse 13, the narrow gate. Enter through the narrow gate. The narrow gate that leads to life is the now gate. The gate of eternity. The gate that is outside the boundary of time. The gate of I am. Exodus chapter 3, I think from verse 14. Moses was passing through in the wilderness, and he came to a place where the fire was burning and it could not be consumed. And the presence stood there. Moses said, let me even stop and see why this fire is burning and it's not being consumed. And then he stopped, and Abba Father said to him, remove your shoe. The place you are standing is holy place. So Abba Father said to Moses, remove your shoe and connect with the entity called the earth. Earth is an entity. It's a female entity. That's why they say Mother Earth. There are some things that our fathers and ancients used to do that we threw away because we didn't have knowledge. The earth has four dimensions: east, west, north, south. Igbo market days are for Nkwo Eke Ori. The angel of the Lord is the Holy Spirit, as the one who is the guardian of the earth. Is a female dimension of the Father. The Holy Spirit is a female. And that female is connected to Mother Earth. People who have seen him in that operation, do you know the angel called Metatron? If they see him in a place like Europe, he will be like a person that is covered with stones, because their place is cold. If you see him here in Africa, he will be covered with clay made from the earth, but he's still the Holy Spirit. It's that spirit that is the guardian of the earth. That is the entity that controls the earth. That is why they said Mother Earth. The earth has a womb. The earth has a breast. It can nourish. Abba Father has male and female. Why is he the breasted one? And that angel, the Bible says, if you sin against the Father, he will forgive. If you sin against the Son, but if you sin against the Holy Spirit, he will not forgive you. I said in this life and in the next, meaning there is a next life. That angel is the angel of deliverance. In 1951, another patriarch, another apostolic father over Nigeria, Baba Babalola, had a vision, and in that vision he saw the Father sitting on a throne, and he was giving gifts to different nations. Some came, gave them Europeans, Americans, and he was waiting, hoping, when will he get to Africa's throne to see what the Father will give us. And he was watching everything in the Father's basket finished. He began to cry, Abba. Abba, what about us? What about Africa? What are you giving to us? And then the Father comforted him. He said, I have yet something to give you that if you nurture, make room for that. On his account, these things I've given to these people, they will come and lay it at your feet. And he asked the Father, who is that? What is that? The Father told him, the Holy Spirit as a person, the angel of his presence, the angel of his Lord, Metatron, That angel that is the guardian of the earth. Book of Exodus, the children of Israel misbehaved in the wilderness. Serpents started biting them. Abba Father instructed Moses, take a serpent, hang it on a stone, let them look upon it, and that as they look upon it, they are going to be healed. There's a dimension of that spirit because he's the creator. He shapeshifts. He can come in any form that operates as a serpent, as a serpent. So it's not everything we say, oh, serpentine spirit, serpentine spirit. No. There are cultures in the East where they don't touch serpents. Some of those things has become idolatrous, but some of them were established in through priesthood and ministry of this angel of the Lord because some of the fathers met him. He is the person that will lead us above the time-space continuum to defeat the ancient witchcraft that controls the election cycles in Nigeria. If we pursue it linearly, we will miss it. 2026, I published a word of the Lord for Nigeria, and I said that election will not give us David. That the father will go outside that electoral cycle. The word is published. It's going to be shared on this platform that we have set up. So we should look beyond the election. We should say to the Lord, however, do it. However you want to do it, do it. So I think I've spoken enough. It's that realm of I am. That is how our Father wants to come to this meeting. Abba Father said we should do some prophetic assignments from that realm that is above space and time, and from that realm unleash the eastern wind. The eastern wind is a wind of destruction and disruption. To disrupt this process and bring the will of the Father. So that is what we have come to Enugu to do. But the Father said we should do it as one man. That when he looks at us, he wants to see one man. And if you ask my brethren that we are on the same platform, that is what we have been dealing with. To say we cannot be divided and come to the East to do one man. And we have been dealing with issues. I've been dealing with issues, one man. So we are going to do the prophetic acts tomorrow. But as we close this meeting, if your name is on that list, there are things you are going to receive so that you prayerfully consider whether you should be part of tomorrow's meeting. Because if we come, we are going to just do what our Father asks us to do. But it's important that we are one man. The mother's a strong part of it. There's a dimension only you can do because of the feminine dimension of Christ. Feminine dimension of the Father. There's a dimension given to the youths to do. And there's a dimension that is given to East Mandate Global to do. So that is the word our Father asked me to bring to us. So we'll look at this thing and see if we're in a place to give obedience, so we do it tomorrow. If we are not in the place to give obedience, we can defer it and come into oneness. But if we do what he has asked us to do, he said he will come the way he has never operated in Africa. And if you are a spiritual person, you have that witness about this meeting. Because these things are written in our hearts. So I want to appreciate all of you. I want to appreciate Apostle for what this house is. I think we should just spend some time just in quietness to just turn our hearts and ask our Father, this word Brother Isaac has brought, is it your word? If it is your word, help me to be part of this, so that we make this history together to the honor and glory of our Father. And let's ask our Father, even as we sleep this night, to transform our body to become a spiritual body, so that we come here just the way our Father designed us to function, as spirits that are operating in human vessels. A body of energy that time and space cannot hold.